What's up, everybody? You're now tuning into the Don't Click Comments, our new podcast where we're talking about bullying, encouraging our youth as well as adults, and tips, techniques, and testimonies on sharing with them that they're not alone, and the one who's bullying to encourage them to love those around them rather than to harm or hurt them. Tune in now as we have a new topic that we're going to discuss today. Now, our new topic is coming from a popular old TV show, Pump. I know a lot of y'all watch that show with Ashton Kutcher, where he has set up many celebrities and actresses and rappers and music artists out there in a situation where their friends trick them and they're videotaping it. And it's a prank, you know? And a lot of them was very funny. I used to watch it all the time. And then there was some that I don't know if you guys are familiar with the show, but there was some who got angry, got mad. They was about to do something. They was about to get violent. They were about to hurt somebody. They were about to go off on somebody. So the question for this topic today in being punked, or we're talking about pranking someone, coming with bullying and your friends, what's too far? What's too far? As a friend, how far do you go when you're pranking your friend, or you're teasing your friend, or you're having fun with your friend with a joke, you know? Is it too much sometimes? Do you go beyond limits that friends shouldn't go? That question I want you to think about for a second, because a lot of times we can say, oh, it's just harmless fun, or we can say, I'm just joking, I'm just teasing, or they know I'm just playing. But the question is, do they really know that you're playing? And when you're doing these pranks on them, do they find it funny? Do they find it amusing? Is it hurtful to them? Have you ever considered asking them? Have you ever noticed them differently in how they behave towards you because of the pranks you pull, or the things you say, or the teasing that you think is just harmless? So we're going to talk about that today. And it's a difference when someone is pranking someone that are not friends. When someone is bullying someone and constantly picking on someone and having everybody laugh at them, that is inappropriate and it shouldn't be done. But today we're talking about friends. We're talking about one friend pranking another friend. And some of the pranks that some friends do are hurtful. You know, when I grew up, you know, friends and I, we had fun. We pranked each other. You know, we had fun joking each other, you know, snapping, roasting, whatever you guys call it today. But, you know, we had fun doing it, you know, but we had our limits. I know I won't go talk about your mama. I know I won't go try to hurt you, like push you down some stairs to get everybody to laugh, or, you know, trip you and make you fall. You know, we went hard on joking, but we didn't go to the point where we was trying to humiliate you and embarrass you, because you was deep down, you was their friend. So what type of friendship do you have with certain people who will go past those boundaries and, you know, say something about your mom or your family members, or joke your appearance to the point where it's hurting your self-esteem? Do you have any type of friends like that in your life? Because sometimes pranks and jokes can go way too far in a friendship, okay? So I want to talk about a real friend real quick. And if you have these in your friendship, that's cool. If you don't, you want to think about that friendship that you have with that person, or that so-called friendship that you may be entitling it to. So a real friend, first off the bat, a real friend is respectful. Respectful. A friend respects you as you should respect them. There are certain things that are just not on the table. They're off limits. You can't say, you can't do. There's boundaries. Because you're my friend, I care about you. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to harm you. I want to see you succeed. I want to have fun and joke with you and be social, you know, with you. So my respect in keeping those good things going is to know my limits, as well as you should know yours towards me. So number one is being respectful. Number two is uplifting. Do your friends uplift you? Do they motivate you? Do they push you? Like, you know what? You can do that, bro. I believe in you, sis. You know what? I knew you had your doubts about this, but give it a shot. Or, you know, you may, you know, fail the first time, but try again. Do you got someone building you up, uplifting you, encouraging you, empowering you? Or your friend come across, you know, doubtful, you know, negative, you know, not optimistic, you know, tearing you down? Those things are some things we need to look into. All right. So the next one, number three, is make fun of your weaknesses. A real friend don't make fun of your weaknesses. We all have weaknesses. And if you have a friend or a so-called friend that constantly point out your weaknesses, get laughs, humiliate you, share it with other people, once again, you really need to reconsider that friendship. All right. Number four, has limits. This goes back to the respect thing. There's certain things that just you can't do or you shouldn't do in a friendship. There's certain things that are disrespectful and there's limits. So if you have a real friend or your friends, you know, they know. You don't have to write it down. You don't have to send out an email, text, or, you know, post it or something. Just friendship, just being cool and being kind to one another. There's limits in certain things you will say and do that won't disrespect the friendship. Okay. And last but not least, number five, knows what bothers you and is willing to stop. Knows what's bothering you and is willing to stop. A real friend can catch when they're going too far, or they know when something is bothering you. A real friend will stop. A real friend will be like, oh, my bad. I didn't know that did that to you. I didn't know that affected you like that. A real friend will say, you know what? I will never say that again. I will never do that again. So you want to consider that. Because you might have some people in your life like, you know what? I got a good laugh out of it last time. Even though it bothers you, I want another laugh again. Even though it bothered you, I saw how other people laughed about it and it made me feel good. That's not a real friend. You want to consider that. So I'm going to share these five with you real quick. And we're going to close out with a couple of more tips. A real friend is respectful, is uplifting, doesn't make fun of your weaknesses. A real friend has limits. And last but not least, a real friend knows what bothers you and is willing to stop. So the question is, again, what's too far in pranking a friend? What's too far in making fun of a friend? What are the limits? Are you going below the belt? Are you trying to hurt them? Are you trying to make them feel less than? I want you guys to consider that. Consider that. So real quick, we're going to go into the word prank, spelled P-R-A-N-K. P-R-A-N-K. Now, I love acronyms, and this is one that I created for this podcast, P-R-A-N-K, prank. The P in prank stands for person, who they are as a friend, who they are as a friend, a person. Remember that your friend is a person. Your friend is your friend. You have to consider their feelings, their emotions, where they're at in life, where they're at in certain things that's going on in their family and at home. So while you're pranking or joking or making fun of, we all are dealing with something, and you could be adding more pain to the things that they're already trying to get through or go through with your pranking and your teasing or your joking as a friend. Instead of doing that, you could be more uplifting, encouraging, praying for them, having them laugh at things that are respectful, so that you remind yourself that I'm a good friend and they are a person. So the P in prank is person. Now the R in prank is remarks. Remarks. What people might start to say, when you're pranking a friend or you're making fun of a friend or you're teasing a friend, or you may even not even know it, but when you're bullying a friend, there's remarks that come out of the bystander's mouth. People who are watching, people who are in the audience, people who are laughing, they start to see them and identify them as the butt of your joke. They start to see them as if they may can cause some humiliation to them as well. Let me joke them too. Let me prank them too. Let me start to say some things too. So the R is remarks. What people might start to say about your pranking, about you making fun of your friend, okay? Or you being made fun of with your friend, all right? So we got A. The A in prank is attitude. What behavior would they have towards you? Sometimes when you're pranking a friend or making fun of them, teasing them, you know, punking them, you know, setting up little pranks and things like that, they start to feel some type of way when you come around. Sometimes they feel like they don't want to be bothered with you. They may be short with you. They may like, ha, 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 laugh certain things. Or they may try to duck you, dodge you. Like, these are all the type of attitudes you might get from a friend if you are pranking them and you're going too far. The end in prank is name. The end in prank is name. What people start calling them. And this goes more back to remarks. It's not just people gossiping and talking about them, but name. People may start calling them certain names from the prank. People may start calling them certain labels or identify them as certain things because your prank was so good or your prank was so awesome to you that you fail to realize that people may start to give them a nickname. All right, and we're gonna close this prank acronym with the word kickback. K in prank is kickback. The kickback, what's the kickback? What actions they might take as a friend? Have you ever considered your prank might cause them to be violent towards you, may cause them to cuss you out, may cause you to not be their friend anymore? They might try to, like, once again, not be around your presence, not answer your phone calls, you know, not reach out to you. You want to be careful in pranking someone, because when you start to prank them and they are feeling humiliated, they are feeling down about the situation, they will prefer to be not in your presence, not around you, or not be your friend at all because of the hurtful things that you're doing. So Kickback. What actions they might take as a friend. You might lose them. Okay, so before we close out, this is one little point that I do when I talk about bullying all the time. It works very well with kids, but the blessing of it is it works very well as for adults as well. And it's called SET, another acronym. I told you I love these things. SET, S-E-T. Stop, express, and tell. I want to encourage you out there. If someone's bullying you and they're a friend, if someone's pranking you and you don't appreciate it and they're a friend, if someone's picking or teasing or, you know, just trying to say they're having just some harmless fun, but you don't like it and you feel some type of way about it, I want you to use this acronym called SET. Stop, express, and tell. Tell them to stop. Be clear, be blunt, don't laugh. Don't beat around the bush. Don't try to, you know, blend it into something. Get their undivided attention. Look them in the eye. If they're a friend, they will receive this. Tell them to stop. Now that you told them to stop, the E in SET is express. Express how you feel. Look, you know what, bro? When you did that prank, I felt some type of way. You know, it hurt my feelings when you made fun of me in front of everybody. You know what? I got sad when you embarrassed me in front of everybody with this prank. You know, you pumped me real good, but at the same time, it did something to me, and I don't want it to affect our relationship. You want to be able to express yourself. If you a real friend, they should be willing to hear your heart out, to hear how you feel emotionally. If they're a real friend, they will consider your feelings. So you want to express yourself. Now, if you got a friend that is not willing to stop, not willing to hear you when you're expressing yourself and you are a child, please tell an adult. Please go and tell someone immediately. Tell someone. Let them know that you tried to tell them to stop. You express how you felt. This friend is not willing to let up. They need some correction that I can't give them. I can't assist them with. So they need an adult to share with them that this is not cool, nor is it appropriate. So you want to tell an adult. Now, this is funny because I believe personally, and this might be opinionated for some, but the T and tell for SET works for adults as well. And let me explain. Sometimes as adults, when you're talking to a buddy, a friend, and you're telling them how you feel and you're saying you're not cool with something and you want them to stop and they're not listening, you're not telling on them as the same as a child telling a teacher or an adult. You're bringing in some accountability to maybe another friend. Let's say you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s and you have a friend who does not let up on embarrassing you at the dinner table or, you know, certain social outings. They always want to make fun of you or you once again being the butt of the joke, and you privately tell them you feel some type of way about it and you want them to stop. And they still don't stop. Now, in your circle of friends, you may want to pull one out who is respectful, who knows your heart, and they know how to articulate how you feel about the situation with this other friend that's doing it in a polite, gentle way that you three get together, and it's almost like an intervention for friendship, which is funny to some, but I've seen it work several times. So, and sometimes you gotta just bring in another friend, like, look, he's not appreciating what you're saying. He doesn't feel comfortable when you make jokes or you prank him or you're punking him around people. And I'm telling you as a friend, we're all friends, but I'm telling you as a friend, they don't appreciate it. Sometimes people gotta hear it from different people to see the importance of it. That's it. Pranking is fun. Joking is fun. But what is too far? You don't want to lose a friendship by pranking someone to hurt their feelings or to embarrass them, to humiliate them. You don't want to do anything that's going to violate your friendship. And you want to be always a respectful friend, an uplifting friend, a friend that strengthens, a friend that has limits, and a friend that is willing to stop if they tell you something is bothering them. This is Roshan Lindsay. You are tuned into the Don't Click Comments podcast. I hope you guys enjoy this. I hope you get something out of it. I hope if you're that friend that's doing way too much in pranking and punking that you stop. And I hope the ones that are being pranked or punked or humiliated speak up, share how you feel. And hopefully if they're a true friend, they will quit. Peace and God bless.